Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm here with Roy as the host tonight, and we want to welcome everybody back tonight. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here, and again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners, and we're looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about the dream world, messages in our dreams. It's interesting because I was listening to a lady talk about how dreams are symbolic, and I do believe that a lot of our dreams are very symbolic, and that I also believe that not all dreams are symbolic to the point where, it is symbolic, but not to the point where we're seeing premonitions or things in the future to come, because I do believe that sometimes we will see future events, and sometimes they might be messages that are connected to the symbolic messages behind it. Just like last night, I had a dream of my twin flame and that there was some messages behind that. And I do believe that the dream world is more realer on the dream world than it is this world. And the reason why, because I believe that we are shifting a consciousness to a higher level of understanding of our dreams, and it is a very wild and interesting experience to be in that sort of dimension. Is there anything you want to share of that, Roy?
I just wanted to share. I feel the astral or the, dream state is, very powerful. It's probably more real than this reality that we live in, because a lot of things around us, came from somebody's dream, and a lot of it's just an illusion. A lot of people, feel that this is real, and it's not. What's real is, the dream world, because we spend more time asleep than we do awake. And I just wanted to share that with you, Adrian. What else do you have to share?
Well, it's interesting that a lot of the twin flames are starting to come into play a lot more now than they used to be. We're starting to hear a lot more signs about the twin flame and about dreams, people with different dreams, their different experiences in the dream world, and how some people can remember and how some people can't. It's almost like, it's kind of like a mystery, and I think that once we solve that mystery on how we're all interconnected in that circle, then we find a lot of the messages that are symbolic are as real as we thought it was. The dream world is the world, the real world that we came from, and that the earth, that we're physically living now in this physical body, sort of like what our instructor was saying, our karate instructor was saying, is that our body is like a vehicle to God. But it's not just a vehicle, but it's also it's our shield, and it protects us, and that it will link us to God, and that it takes us to our destination. And wherever our destination takes us, that's where we want to go. I was watching, I just wanted to mention, I was watching an interview on Wes Craven, and he was talking about when he was a younger kid, he believed in a lot of the things that were out of the ordinary, and people wouldn't understand him. They thought he was different, and they used to make fun of him because of that reason. And then he kind of got into the film school, getting into horror films, you know. And when he was younger and a kid, he used to just play around, you know. He used to play with his camera. And when, as he got older, he was saying in his interview that that's when he decided that's what he wanted to do is film movies. So he decided, you know, he wanted to go to film school. And I was watching an interview on TV, and I just thought it was really interesting that when I looked at him, I could tell that he was really into, you know, that he's come to his full awakening to the point where he's climbing a lot of those levels of understanding of where we're at now, you know, where people are more awakened. And then some people are more or less awakened. So is there anything you want to share that, Roy?
Well, that's so true. And the main thing is, you know, what are the messages? You know, a lot of people, you know, have dreams, and they might even be dreams that keep repeating themselves. When I was real young, I used to always dream about me going to my house, and every time I'd go there, it disappeared, and nobody knew where it was at. So what that was telling me that, you know, I needed to move on. And after I got out of high school, I'd moved from Colorado to Utah, and then wasn't long after that I went into the military, and I even saw in my dreams, you know, what, you know, your mom looked like, you know, my wife, you know, looked like. I saw her in my dreams, and I even saw, you know, you and, you know, and Tricia and Ritzy in my dreams. I knew exactly what you looked like even before you were born. Plus, I saw our house catch fire, and the house that we lived in, you know, 25 years later, that house caught fire. You know, what I'm getting at, you know, these dreams, they, you know, can give us, you know, visions, you know, of the future. And, you know, the main thing is, what are the messages? You know, what are we supposed to do or prepare ourselves? I just wanted to share that with you and all our listeners. Are you there, Agent?
Yeah, that's very interesting that, you know, when you go into the dreams and you talk about a lot of this prediction stuff, you know, like I was talking about how we can all predict something, and then how we can all play a big circle in our dreams. You know, like when I dreamed about when we came back from Florida, and then I had a dream about everybody floating above the water of the ocean, and then about a few weeks after that, that's when they had the hurricane. So it's kind of, you know, sometimes they'll even give us warning signs, you know, our house burning down, a hurricane, or a tornado, or, you know, something that's coming to an event, you know, like when we saw the same thing about those UFOs coming down and they were invading people, you know, and they were blasting people, and there was some type of invasion, UFO invasion. So, I mean, I do believe that the dream world is definitely more real than this world. Absolutely. And we do have a lot of callers, so we're not going to take too much time. So let's go get right to the readings. Let's go to our first caller from the 403 area. You're on the Roy and Adrian.
Hi there.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Barb, and I'm from Canada.
Welcome to our show, and how can we help you tonight?
I was just wondering, what do you see for my love life?
Nathan, what are you
getting?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, about your love life. Are you currently in a relationship now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Because the reason why I say that there is somebody that is coming, and he's coming right around the corner. That's the message I'm getting from my guides. Is they're saying that somebody is coming right around the corner from you least expect it. Somebody that you knew from your past, nobody that you might know, but somebody that you knew from your past, whether it be past life or currently from your past back when you were, back where you were, when you were in high school. Either high school or some kind of schooling is what I'm seeing, is what they're showing me. But this person is a college student. I see this person as a college student. And he has short hair. I'm seeing short dark hair and blue eyes. And he's coming around the corner very soon. That's the feeling I'm getting. I don't know where you're going to meet him, but I just feel like there's going to be some type of connection, like somebody's going to invite you out or something, and maybe that's where you're going to meet him, like somebody that you might know that's going to lead you to him. And it's almost like you're going to have deja vu. It's like, where have I seen you before? You know, that kind of feeling. I'm trying to see if I could pick up a name. Okay. I'm not getting no name, but there's a friend around him by the name of David, so I don't know what that means. That's what they're showing me. But you're going to have a long-term relationship with this person. And I know you've struggled to keep on relationships. You've had some struggles.
Yes.
But I do believe that there are such things as we were talking about earlier about twin flames. Do you know much about twin flames?
No, I don't.
Okay. Twin flames are supposedly the other half of us. In other words, we are we have two souls. We have one consciousness that is our soul, and then we have another consciousness that has been split in half. And that consciousness went to our twin flame. And so when you activate your twin flame and when you're aware of it, that's when things start to happen. That's when you start to activate your Kundalini and you start opening up your energy to that energy. So you'll probably end up, now that you know about it, now that you're aware, you're going to end up meeting your twin flame. Whether you feel that you are ready or not, here we come. That's pretty much that's the message that I'm getting. Ready or not, here we come. And so that's the feeling that I got when I met mine, and that's the feeling that you're going to have when it happens to you. But you'll be ready because you're more spiritually aware. You're becoming more aware all the time. You're learning new things all the time. And new relationships are going to come in and out of your life for a reason, because you're learning a lesson. We're all learning lessons. And if you haven't learned enough hurt or enough pain, then you'll continue to learn hurt and pain. If you haven't learned enough what it feels like to have unconditional love, then you're going to have more unconditional love. So it just kind of depends on you. You know, it depends on what have I learned from this relationship. Do I need to be passive? Do I need to be aggressive? Do I need to be more open? Do I need to be less judgmental? Do I need to be more judgmental? Do I need to show more unconditional love? You know, those are the lessons that we learn. So we have to sit and back and analyze and find out, what did I miss? I mean, what did I learn from that person? Did I learn how to become more spiritual? Did I learn how to cook? Did I learn how to take care of myself? Did I learn how to be independent? Did I learn an education because my lover wanted me to go to college and get an education? I mean, it just depends on what lessons do you want to learn with your twin flame or with your soulmate. But a lot of times I'm not ready to go back with my twin flame, so I don't always go back. A lot of times I'll just go ahead and I'll date other people, and then I'll see where their programming is versus my programming, and then find out if there's any chemistry between you and that person. So that way you know what's right. You know what feels right to you. It's like picking out a crystal or a stone. You know what it feels right. I can't tell you what to pick out. You have to pick it out yourself. But the universe, this is what the universe is showing me. It's showing me this vision about this person. Is there any message that you have, Roy, for her tonight?
I'm getting that you need to make more contact with your inner child. Do you get out very much?
Not really. I'm mostly a keep-to-myself homebody type person.
Yeah. But my guides are saying that you need to, you know, get outdoors, you know, get her grounded, you know, walk through the grass with your bare feet, and you know, be a little closer to nature, and you know, and feel like, you know, like you were young again, you know, when you were a young child, you know, having fun, you know, doing things. And just enjoy. And that's what, you know, message is, you know, from my guides to you.
Okay.
What do you do? I mean, do you stay home most of the time or what?
Well, I just, well, I was, well, I still have a chronic illness. I've had it for a really long time, and I just started working, so I had to for finances. I'm a single parent, but that's a long story. My daughter's not living with me. So right now I'm just concentrating on just working and trying to get my health better.
Right. And that would be your number one, you know, getting your health better. Number two,
yeah.
After you start getting your health back, then you can you know, work on, you know, the kind of, get the kind of job that you want, you know, make the kind of money that you want. Then you'll start seeing, you know, your relationships starting to come in. But we do have some other callers, so we do need to move on to the next caller.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you
thank
for
you.
Calling in. Call in again. Let's go to the next caller from the 678 area. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name and where are you from?
Sierra, I'm from Nebraska.
And we welcome you to our show tonight. And how can we help you?
I was just wondering, what do you pick up on my relationship?
Are you in a relationship right now?
I am.
Is there a lack of communication that you're having?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, because what my guides are saying that you need to communicate.
Yeah, I know he's not the you know, he's not that willing to communicate. When we do, we just argue.
Yeah. So is it this arguing, is this something that he starts, or is it something that comes out from the past?
I think it could be a bit of both.
Bit of both? And Adrian, what are you getting?
Yeah, I'm getting two. I'm getting it. What she said is that's accurate. I'm also getting that I see a lot of doors opening up for you in the next couple months. Things are going to be really opening up, and your eyes are going to be opening, and the communication is going to be great. You know, that there's a lot of things that you're going to share. There's a lot of things the person you'll be with will share, and that a lot of information is going to come through. And to really listen to synchronicity signs, there's going to be a lot of synchronicity signs in the next couple of months for you. And really pay attention to your dreams.
Okay.
And learn as much as you can about your past lives.
Okay.
And I believe that things are shifting for you, so.
I did too, because I, you know.
Is your dad still alive?
You said what?
Is your dad still alive?
He is.
What kind of relationship do you have with him?
Well, you know, I met him maybe 3-4 years ago. We talk here and there. We don't have, like, a strong relationship or anything, but it's okay, I guess.
He didn't raise you up?
No.
No. Because I'm getting that you're going to be receiving some kind of, whether it be money or something from him.
He helps me out from time to time.
Main thing is that you're going to start, you know, harvesting, you know, the fruits of your labor. In other words, the universe is going to start, you know, giving you the things that you might be, you know, wanting or lacking.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good, you know, it'll help you out a lot.
I hope with one of those, you know, another big issue with me and my boyfriend is my car is, you know, he's too dependent on me, and I, you know, I've gotten to the point where I kind of don't want to be with him anymore.
So he's sort of taking advantage of you for your car or what?
I believe so, you know. It's not almost like his way or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you feel it's like he's draining you, or?
Yeah, I feel very drained by him. You know, we argue a lot, you know. I think at points he can get disrespectful. I think he relies on me to do way too much from him, from, you know, the time he gets up in the morning to at night, you know.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, he could be a psychic power, and he could be very toxic for you.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I feel that you need to get away from him immediately.
Yeah.
He is not good for you. He is not of the light. He is sucking your energy dry. I feel that from you. You're very drained.
Yeah.
I would definitely get away from him. He is not healthy for you.
Yeah, I agree.
He's creating a lot of emotions and a lot of confusion for you.
Yeah.
I would run and head for the hills.
Okay.
That's my advice to you.
But there is good news, you know, that things, you will you know, the universe will bring you, you know, the kind of relationship that you want, and you will be rewarded, you know, for the work that you've done in the past.
Great. Okay.
Okay. So let's go ahead and go with our next caller now, Aja.
Okay. From the 336 there, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Tiffany. I'm calling from North Carolina.
You're sort of breaking up. Can you get a little closer to the phone? Or? Hello. You might have to go to the next caller, Aja.
Okay. Go to the next caller from the 216 area. You're on the air.
They hung up.
Hello?
Good. How you doing?
Yeah. All right.
What's your name? Where are you from?
They talking to somebody else?
Yeah, we're... My name is Roy, and you're talking to Roy and Adrian.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, this is Desmond.
Where are you from?
Cleveland. I'm hearing two different, I heard somebody else on the line. I don't know where that came from.
Adrian, can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, I had a call about my finances.
Okay. Nathan, what do you get in?
Are you into the music business?
No.
Well, I'm picking up. You're gonna meet somebody who will be, and somebody that has a business in music is going to help you financially. But this friend he will prove beneficial to you.
I'm interested. How would that play a part as far as me? I mean, I like music a lot, but I can't play instrument or anything. So how would that? How would that benefit me by them being in the music industry?
Well, the thing is in the past life you helped him, and now he's coming around to help you. I see like this circle of someone coming around to help you, but this person's into music is what I'm picking up.
Okay.
Would you consider yourself a risk taker?
Yeah, I take risks, but I analyze it real carefully because I hate to lose. I know you can't win all the time, but I try to analyze it very carefully before I make that jump.
Right now, you've
have
just
you
been. Go ahead, Andrew.
Have you moved a lot?
Well, moved a lot. You mean physically from resident to resident?
Yeah.
No. I moved about four years ago.
And in your past, you did. Not recently.
Okay.
Yeah, in your past, you moved a lot. My guys are telling me to give you time to adjust. Like, they're saying something about adjusting to your environment, adjusting to the people around you, and giving people a chance to prove themselves to you, because, you know, you have a lot of trust issues, people that you do trust, and people that you don't want to get too close to.
Right.
So, yeah, I see new friends coming in and out of your life. And they're going to come in and out fast. But taking your time to getting to know some of these people, they're going to help you financially. You're going to have support. That's what I'm seeing is support and stability. Like, you have to have a foundation. That's what I'm picking up.
Okay.
Are you in a relationship right now?
Am I? No, I'm not in a relationship.
No.
Not a bona fide relationship. No.
What happened to your last relationship?
The one that came close to the relationship, that was like a couple of months ago. It was on the edge of getting together, but her ex father of her children had, I guess, sensed that she was getting away, so told her everything she wanted to hear, and once he got her, he did as usual, doctor, so after that, I just left her alone. But before that, my last real relationship was like in 03, 04. So.
Okay, but my guides are telling me that not to let that stop you, you know, from the next relationship that you get into. Main thing is, you know, you have to take a little risk, you know, face your fears and just jump right in, you know, when you feel comfortable, you know, with this relationship, and not to let, you know, whatever happened in the past, you know, prevent you from not, you know, going into these relationships. I just needed to share that with you.
I guess one is coming up soon.
Yeah. You do have a relationship coming now.
Yeah, I see this girl. I see this woman with long hair. Like long, looks like she has long dark hair and it goes down to her back.
You mean coming up could be like next year? Is she like, what's her ethnicity?
I think it's gonna be sooner than next year. It also depends on when you're ready, too. Because right now you're not quite sure if that's what you want. It's like you're not sure inside yourself. You're not sure if you want to commit yourself to something that quickly. In other words, there's a lot happening around you, especially when it comes to money. You know what I mean? Like, you want to be financially stable.
Right, exactly. That's the biggest thing.
And you don't want to be, like, super rich. You just want to be financially stable. You want to feel comfortable, you know.
Right. So when I do meet the person,
if you are super rich, then you have something to worry about. Right now, you really don't. And a lot of people worry about losing stuff.
Hello?
And when it comes to that point of losing everything,
hello?
How does it deal with it?
Nathan, we're losing your voice.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you. Okay, I can hear you now.
I was saying that when you're super rich, you have a lot to worry about because you worry about losing it all. And so when it comes to that point, when you lose it all, how do you deal with it in your mind? You know? So you kind of got to program your mind to believe that you don't have it all, you know? That you're living within your means, you know? Like, almost like if you only had $1,000 in your bank account, that's how you would have to live. It doesn't mean you don't have to think abundantly. It just means you have to be in a different mindset. So that way you don't think about losing it all.
Right. You don't want to do the law of attraction All right. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, you want to go into the law of attraction. You don't want to ever forget the law of attraction. You always want to focus on getting more, not less. But you also have to be in that state of mind where, if you lose all, how do I kill it?
No. Nathan, we're losing your voice.
Can you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you
now. Okay. So what I'm saying is that when you're in a different state of mind, you're in a different frequency.
Okay.
So, apply the law of attraction.
Do you like entertainment?
So do I like entertainment?
Do you like entertainment?
Yes.
What kind of entertainment do you like?
Mostly music, movie here and there. Anything going on with music I like.
What about dance?
Yeah, dance. I like dance.
Anything is, do you get out much? I mean, do you go to clubs? You know, do you go dancing? You know, what do you...
Not as much as I used to. Now I'm just kind of like... I just transform to a homebody, try to, you know, don't really watch TV, try to work on myself, you know, so. But I do need to get out here and there, my friends tell me, so.
But my guides are saying that you need to, you know, get out a little bit more, meet some new people, you know. You're not, a lot of things that's going on around you, you're just sort of like juggling and trying to keep, you know, things, you know, in balance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing is you need to start getting out and, you know, enjoy yourself a little. That means not go wild, but, you know, just enjoy yourself.
Well, you know, that really helps, too, because you don't sit around thinking about all the negative things. And that also applies to law of attraction, too.
Yeah.
You know? Because you keep your mind busy, and you're not thinking about your money. You're not thinking about your next plan, what you're going to do the next day. You're just basically going with the flow. You know?
Right.
And you write down your goals. You write down, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This, you know, and you follow it and you check it off when you get that done, you know. And I thought about doing that myself is, okay, I'm going to do this weekend this time and I'm going to follow through. If I don't follow through, then I'll try it next weekend. So it just kind of depends on how you want to structure it out and what you want to co-create or what you want to accomplish, you know.
Thing, what I want to manifest.
Yeah.
Right.
Because if you don't, then your mind will wander off on other things, you know. And
what's your feelings about manifestation?
Oh, mine?
Yeah.
Me, myself, I believe in it dearly because, so now once I put it out and put my mind to it, you know, it's nothing can, it just, I know what's going to happen no matter what. You know, once I put my mind to it, you know.
Have you manifested a lot in your lifetime?
Have I manifested what?
Have you manifested a lot in the past?
In the past, I had goals. I manifested, and so now when I was like late 20s, I wanted to clear up my credit, and I had to find somebody to clear my credit. Got an apartment, and just everything was just going. Lost weight. Everything was just going my way. You know what I'm saying? So Whatever I thought of, it, you know, it happened. So, but now
the
main
thing is, what my guides are saying, that you need to start focusing more on the things that you have been able to manifest and allow that to, you know, be into your present time and not focus so much on, you know, what hasn't worked, but focus on what will work.
Oh,
because
it's
been
work, huh?
It's been affecting your emotions, and you need to start focusing more on more around positive people, you know, listening, you know, going to groups, and you know, and remembering, you know, the things that, you know, how the law of attraction works, and allow that to, you know, for your goals, you know, what you want to get accomplished, where you want to go, you know, things that you would like, you know, to manifest into your life. I just wanted to share that with you.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah. So, I mean, like, so I got wife. I need to start getting ready. So, I mean, this female, is she short, tall, or skinny, or she strong-willed, or is she?
Adrian, what do you get in? Adrian? We might have lost Adrian, but I'm getting at what kind of person would you want to meet? I mean, you're the one who makes the decision on what this person should look like.
Oh, somebody that's, someone that loves life and likes to have fun, kind of, you know, stirring when needed.
Yeah.
And,
would she be tall? Would she be skinny? Would she be a career person? Would she have a job?
Yeah, definitely be a career person. Wherever a career is, doesn't really matter.
Yeah. And what would you want, you know, her to look like?
I mean, I'm not too picky.
Long hair, short hair.
I'm not too picky on that. I mean, long as she's not obese, or long as she's not too skinny, like skin and bones. Long as she, she's, you know, so I gotta be attracted to her some type of way. Well, she's attractive.
The reason I'm asking you these questions is that you're the one who sends out these messages to the universe, and how the law of attraction works is that, see, the universe don't know what you want, so you have to make the order. What kind of, you know, relationship, what this person would look like, you know, all the details, and then the universe would find that special person for you. It's almost like you're planting a seed, you know, and you just have to allow the universe to bring that person to you.
Okay.
And the reason I'm sharing this with you is this is how I found my wife.
Oh, really? All right. You sent it out to the universe. I mean, what did you meet her?
Yeah.